Hau Gelb is a singer, songwriter, guitarist, and pianist from Tucson who's attracted international acclaim. He's been called one of the most consistently inventive artists of the last two decades, and he's produced music that has both entertained and confounded his fans and critics alike. He's been an influence on many other musicians, and now Soo-Yun Lee brings us this profile.
There's a lot of people out there having a hard time tonight. There are whispers of revolution. There are shouts of hang on tight. There's a lot of crippled hearts out there now, and some will never mend. We've been losing our patience and losing too many men. Some are saying it's the end times. Some are saying it's all just begun. Some are running to the churches. Some are running to the gun. Some are saying it's Nostradamus. Some are swearing by salvation.
I'm a deconstructionist. My name is Hau Gelb. The first inspiration was the scent of factorial perspiration. We lived in the shadows of the factories in Pennsylvania. It seemed like that was going to be what was going to happen. And the only way to not be chained to that lineage was to figure out what to do where you can get your money in the mail. And royalties popped into my head. If you write songs and come up with your own songs, you can get paid for it somehow, wherever you live.
Something is in the water beside a moon that don't know when to quit.
I didn't do the original music thing first. That was a happy accident later. I just tried to play, but nobody recognized the songs I would play. Even one chord songs like The Doors, Riders on the Storm. Since nobody knew I was playing a cover song, I would just begin calling them my own songs by applicating my own words. It's been a process of elimination ever since.
Give me some love, Frankie.
Helen, living there on the curb of Helen Street, invited me to meet a guy she liked, whose name was Reiner, at the Helen Street Cafe. So that was enough Helens for me to figure out maybe I should actually show up. Meeting Reiner that night, and he immediately invited me up to play piano. It seemed daunting at first, and I sat down, and fortunately the pianos are facing the wall, so I didn't have to look at anybody. I was kind of introverted and cripplingly shy. And this was a way I didn't have to face anybody. And Reiner was good with that. We both just kept playing in G for inside of an hour. And that was the first meeting with him. Come on, come on. Reiner had hooked up with a drummer named Billy Settlemyer. And Billy had brought with him a fellow to play bass, which was Dave Seeger. We jammed in his living room for a few hours and it sounded pretty good. And that became Giant Sandworms. And then we found out later that the name was from a popular novel and not a great idea. So when the band disassembled in 83, what was left became Giant Sand. We were dewormed.
We live in a trailer by the edge of town. You never see us, we don't come around.
81. It was a formidable year, formidable. And it seemed like within a year or less, we became way too popular.
Would I be awakened where the wrong side renders?
But I did not.
Would I be dangling toward demise?
I thought it was bad luck to really coin your own category, so the nearest I ever came up with is erosion rock. But it's just something that's in the moment. It has to do with more of the trip to wherever you're headed as opposed to the destination. Like the wind and the rain changes the landscape here every day. The same thing was happening to the set every night. It was forbidden to have a set list. No way. And so you would have to come up with the songs naturally. Either you remembered the songs, and then you would be rewarded by playing them because you remembered them, or you forgot to do a song, and then you were punished by leaving it out of the set, so to speak.
So welcome to the desert. It's becoming increasingly expensive. It used to be much cheaper to find a girl and to keep her, to embrace the heat or to hibernate, to just play guitar and reiterate.
I couldn't really be a construction worker if you're a deconstructionalist at heart. I didn't want to be a doctor because that Hippocratic oath seemed Hippocratic. Aerial photography would have been my next choice. When you're up that high, looking down and taking pictures, that's when things make more sense to you. And I think music is one step above that. When you're inside of a song and playing, that's when things make even more sense to you.
Well, within this regency, you can put it down, your spiral down, reinvent a new form of a decency.
The latest album from Giant Sand is called Provisions. You can see and hear more from Hal Gelb and his band online. We have a link on the radio page at azpm.org.